All right. The last Wednesday in March, it flew by. It's crazy.
I don't know what happened.
We blinked.
This whole year has just been one big blink.
The first quarter's gone, done. You're listening to the Vero Insider, Amanda Valencia Tillery. It's at spring break time and tax return time that families sort of come together and say, hey, are we ready for a change? Do we need to upsize? Do we need to downsize? Do we need to relocate for a job? And it's those conversations, whether your family's big or small, heck, maybe you're just one person. But it's those conversations that you have to have with yourself and with each other and figure out what's the best game plan. And I would like to say that here on the Vero Insider, I myself, being with White Glove Moving, have the pleasure of being on a lot of boards and serving in a lot of realtor associations and see a lot of the different offices. I'm very versed with a number of the different title companies, lending companies, realtors, you name it. But there's something that stands out about the two that are sponsors of this show. And again, I apologize for my hoarse voice. But Caliber Home Loans, there's something to be said from a local standpoint, right here in Indian River County. They only service Indian River County, and they only have appraisers that are from Indian River County, which means that those appraisers can actually see the true value of what that home is. Would you agree with that, Janelle?
Absolutely, 100%.
There's something important, right? If you have someone coming up from Miami, are they going to probably appraise a home in McCannish Park for what it really is worth based on
the community and the field?
What McCannish Park has to bring to the table, its reputation in and of itself? Probably not.
You know, and more sales fall through due to appraisal than anything else.
See? Yeah.
Interesting.
So very important.
So having those local appraisers right here, and Caliber doesn't send out or repackage out your mortgage. We were just having a discussion at commercial break. Can't get in touch with so-and-so because they're no longer there. Mm-hmm. Caliber, they are your mortgage lender. So if you're looking to upsize, downsize, refinance, Caliber Home Loans, they can help you with that. And Protected Title, in-house, they have a real estate attorney. So no paperwork has to be sent out. They can make sure everything is accounted for. I's are dotted, T's are crossed. And they will go above and beyond. They will pick up the checks. They will deliver the keys. They will help any way that is needed on behalf of their clients. So Protected Title, Caliber Home Loans. It's some trusted members of our community. In fact, Protected Title just started. They are sponsoring a T-ball team. They're called the Thundercats.
That's awesome.
It's so stinking cute. And they themselves are going to be participants, along with Caliber Home Loans and White Glove Moving, in the upcoming April 10th Party 5K. Next week, we have Holly Bolero coming on to talk about that Habitat for Humanity 5K. And it's a great way for us to all get engaged and get involved. So, again, if real estate is in your future, and now is the time to start planning that, mm-hmm. Caliber Home Loans and Protected Title would be two resources you should tap into. You can get their information from theveroinsider.com. And we have Janelle here. She's with Keller Williams. She has a growing team.
I do. It is growing by leaps and bounds.
Tell us more.
Well, as we spoke earlier, we just officially opened our doors January 1st, and we have already exceeded 65 agents here in Vero Beach.
Bravo. Incredible. My goodness.
Yeah. So we offer a platform for agents that's unparalleled to any other platform and truly teach them how to run their business like a business. Ooh. So clients are truly getting their goals achieved. So we always put the focus towards the clients, and we do that through investing in the agents and helping them grow their business.
That's huge. 65 and growing. What would be some of the biggest perks if we have people listening? They're either in the process of getting their real estate license or perhaps looking to make a change. What would be, just say, your top three benefits to joining KW?
Oh, that's so hard, Anna.
There's
about 25, but one is the training and continuous training at all levels. A lot of people think that it's only new agent, right? Training for those new agents. And really, it goes way beyond that. We have training that goes all the way up to what we call the millionaire real estate agent. So there is all levels of training, number one. And you always have to be learning based. I love that you said that. That is so important that you're, that should be your core, is being learning based. The other thing that we do is so unique. We invest in our agents, right? And the staff members that are at Keller Williams. And we actually have profit sharing, which is a very misunderstood concept. Our owner only keeps 52% of the profit, and then he reinvests the other 48% to the stakeholders of the company, which happens to be the agents and the themselves. Staff members.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. So it gives me an incentive, and they're basically investing in all of the agents and staff member. And that's a beautiful thing. No one does that. Typically,
so you get a check for just being... You there. Being present.
Yeah, huh. Absolutely. Is that not incredible? Every time I help grow the company, I have invested myself to be a stakeholder in the company. Mm-hmm. So that would be number two. And then the third thing is just the overall platform. You're rewarded, and that's a beautiful thing. That's what we're in business for. Right. To reward ourselves. Right. And absolutely. And by using the systems and tools, it actually frees up my time. You always hear about that real estate agent who never has time to do anything.
Yeah.
Right. You hear about it.
I hear about
all
it
all the time. So one of the things that we believe in is putting your family first. And so that's a beautiful thing when you can use the tools and processes and free up your time, but not impact your net profit.
Wow. That's really well said.
It's powerful.
That is.
Yeah. So typically what I do is I tell people, call me direct and let's sit down and I can give you a whole free business consultation confidentially and help you get your business directed in the right arena.
Well, speaking of that, Janelle, what would be that number that they would reach you
at? They can call me direct on my cell phone. It is 772-643-6104. And that's my direct line.
Okay. Well, there's something to be said for that positive reinforcement and just a positive energy. Mm. At the last meeting I had gone to there at Keller Williams, there was uplifting dance music and there was smiles on everyone's faces. And that says a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, people think that real estate has to be dry and doom and gloom. Mm-hmm. And in all actuality, it's 95% mindset. And when your mindset says, I can, you will. Right. And when it says I can't, you won't. So we definitely have that mm-hmm. I can attitude.
Yeah. Whether you can or can't. You're right. Yep. Whether you think you can or can't. You know, that's really inspirational to me. In fact, today is National I Am In Control Day.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. I am in control of my destiny, of my decisions. I can be happy if I want to be. That's big.
That's really big.
That's really super big. So if you didn't have a chance, listeners, and you're thinking, I can't write down that number, Janelle can be found on Facebook. You can go into their beautiful facility, check it out, get a better idea yourself. It's right there on the intersection of 60 and
38th Avenue. Yeah,
so which is where all the nice trees are.
It's beautiful. Yeah, 3775 20th Street. So we're right on the corner of 38th Avenue and 20th Street.
Can't miss it. That itty bitty little sign.
Yeah. The north side?
Kidding.
Side?
It's a big sign.
Joke.
It's on the south side of 60 over there. It sure is. Yeah. Let me just quickly also mention that Slim Body Laser Spa, they have two locations now, one in Port St. Lucie, but their headquarters is in Stuart. If you were at this time thinking summer is around the corner, I have this excess and I'm just having a really difficult time fitting in the exercise needed to get me to the level that I need. I can maintain, but I got to get to where I need. Slim Body Laser Spa is a really unique program. It lasts only 9 sessions in 3 weeks. So it goes really quickly and it can help you get to your optimal goal. And then all you have to do is worry about maintaining. And they give you some really great tips and tricks along the way. I myself am halfway through the program and I'm really, really happy with my results. And, you know, I have to substitute red wine for vodka and soda. It's choices.
Oh, the sacrifices.
Oh, the sacrifices. But you just have to be honest. You have to be honest. You have to say, here's what my lifestyle is like and what can we do about it? So again, if you're at all interested, you visit theveroinsider.com. You can live link to all of our wonderful sponsors. One of the other sponsors actually has a close relationship with Keep Indian River Beautiful. Pac-Mail Beachside, your shipping experts providing free pickups of all of your luggage and golf clubs. I'd like to say I just came back from Dallas this weekend. They lost the luggage. We all had to wait for an hour at the terminal. It wasn't just me. There was hundreds of people waiting for over an hour. And then they gave all of our luggage to the wrong terminal. So we're all at Terminal B. They say, no, now you got to go to Terminal A. Oh. It was crazy.
Love that.
Man. If you just ship your things ahead of time, they will be waiting for you at home or waiting for you at your hotel. Maybe not your suitcase all the time. I get it. You might need some of those things. But certainly skis, golf clubs, other things. There's a tremendous practicality behind that.
With the airplanes charging you for a 50-pound suitcase now, you might as well just ship your suitcase and not have to carry it through the airport.
Depending on the airport, it's it's a savings.
Very true.
But then when they give you the fee and they still can't be efficient, you just wonder, what was that fee for?
Yeah.
So anyhow, but Pac-Mail also collects old cell phones. And packing peanuts. We help to recycle those things. In fact, if you have any old cell phones, we facilitate this program year-round so that we can convert that into talk time for our brave soldiers who are serving abroad. So that this way they can call home. I myself have two family members in the military. That's why I was in Texas. And it's a great thing to be able to hear their voice and know that they're okay. So use cell phones, old cell phones, flip phones. We love those things. We can accept them at the Pac-Mail. But that's what helped lead us to getting the award that was just at the Environmental Awards for Keep Indian River Beautiful.
Yep. They're publicly nominated. So that you're definitely getting the word out. People know what you're doing.
That's so true. And it's an annual event. So if you're listening and you find that your business is pretty engaged, they're doing lots of things, they're doing a lot of beautification projects or enhancements, think about the fact that Keep Indian River Beautiful would like to pay homage to that and show some appreciation for those efforts. Personal responsibility goes a long way. I myself am sometimes surprised when I still see people throwing cigarette butts or trash out of their car.
It's amazing.
Why would you do that? Don't you like where you live?
The brand new article on that came out from Canada, a research group in Canada. It's 3 trillion cigarette butts a year around the world.
Wow.
Yeah, that's way too many.
Well, it's way too many. And that's like so many restaurants and venues cutting back and saying you can't smoke here.
Right.
And there's still this abundance. But Daisy, we do have this upcoming stuff this weekend. Can you quickly tell our listeners?
Yes, that we have the Indian River Green Market. So we're going to be doing... businesses, environmental groups, things and ways that you can personally and in the community put out more interest in the environment and protecting our resources. We have a beautiful community and we just want to make sure that, the lagoon and the estuary, it's so unique. It's so us and why we all came here in the first place.
Right.
And we want to make sure that that's still here. And there is stuff. I know there's a lot of doom and gloom when it comes to talking about the releases from the water and the, you know, the water quality and things. But there is stuff that we can do on a personal level that actually helps. Every little bit that you do to reduce that footprint, whether it's reducing your pesticides and fertilizers or whether it's, you know, just keeping our landfill from overflowing too soon, things like that. Any little bit helps. So there's a lot of information that's going to be at the event. There's going to be a lot of products that you can buy. So that's our goal for the event.
And up to 5 boxes of paper shredding.
And paper shredding. Free paper shredding.
Which will be on the north side parking lot behind the movie theater.
Yes.
From 10 to...
Yeah. 10 to 1 is the paper shredding. 10 to 6 is the inside... tables and activities, and then the 26th Street entrance would actually be the closest one for the paper shredding, so that between 66th and 58th.
Well, we'll certainly all be able to take advantage of that. It's also National Pencil Day, folks. National Pencil Day.
Get out those number 2s.
That's what I'm saying. And you can read, We can use them very to the very end there.
Yes.
No guilt.
I have little nubby pencils.
I know, me too. My son, too.
I love them.
They're the most effective.
Don't touch my number.
The most memories.
Yes, don't touch my pencil.
National Pencil Day. There's more in store. We're almost in the home stretch, my friends. You're listening to The Vero Insider, and you can check us out and our sponsors at TheVeroInsider.com.
Buying or selling a home? Looking for a stress-free closing? Protected Title offers buyers and sellers the services of a law firm without the cost of lawyers. If you are selling a home in Vero Beach, Sebastian, or Fort Pierce and want a free consultation with a real estate attorney regarding the sale of your home, please call Protected Title. That's Protected Title at 866-PROTECT. Or you can visit us at ProtectedTitle.com.
The Hometown News invites you to enjoy their publication, Forever Young, covering the active lifestyles of the Florida boomers, packed full of local news and useful information important to the active and affluent 50-plus crowd. Look for Forever Young at hundreds of locations throughout the county or call your local Hometown News office and join over 120,000 of your friends and neighbors who've signed up for their own free subscription to Hometown News and ask for home delivery for Forever Young.
Hi, this is Matt Resch from Premier Landscape Solutions. At Premier, we do so much more than service your lawn. We provide professional service with communication with our clientele. This allows us to deliver you a lawn that will make you proud. Commercial or residential, Premier offers both semi and annual contracts. Please call us today for a free quote, 633-8598. For a pristine lawn, call Premier Landscape Solutions, 633-8598.
Absolute perfection, fabulous food, excellent staff.
That's just a few of the recent reviews for the redesigned Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Sexy and sophisticated, divine entertainment, and gorgeous wines.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself and come hungry, or at least ready for a wonderful experience that will have you coming back for more. From decadent soups and salads to the freshest seafood, steaks, and lamb anywhere. Dressed in luxurious sauces and superb starches. Then, match it with wines approved and selected by owner and chef, Kitty Wagner. Feel like a craft beer or signature cocktail? At the Blue Star, you can have that and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, weekly from 5 p.m. to close. Walk-ins welcome, large parties happily accommodated. Follow us on Facebook. See you at the Blue Star.
Oh, yes. It's hard to do the fancy tongue roll thing when your voice is escaping you. So difficult. Oh, our struggles. You're listening to The Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. I have some great ladies in the studio. We're talking about all sorts of things that can keep us busy in the next several weeks as we plan for our futures and how we want to get reinvested into the community. One of the things that I've noticed is at White Glove Moving, a lot of people call and they say, you do a lot of local moves, small stuff, big stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But people don't realize that we can help them move out of state. Yeah. So we're an agent with National Van Lines, which means that not all movers can do that. Some movers can't even move you outside of the county. Yeah. Some can't move you outside of the state. But at White Glove, we can do all the above. And I could see a real appeal in why people would maybe want to go to different climates. They like the seasons. Mm-hmm. They like some of the booming industries in other parts of the country. It makes perfect sense. But I really feel like what we have here is paradise.
Absolutely. I think all of us feel that way.
Oh,
you could just feel it in the room.
Yeah.
Right?
It could be the wine compliments the Blue Star.
It might be.
Uh-huh. Yes. The Mahua, the Sauvignon Blanc is delicious. But it's really true. I mean, I would assume selling real estate in this neck of the woods would be easier than maybe in some other parts of the country. You know, our jobs aren't very transient. Mm-hmm. Our community itself, you know, not everyone is from Florida, but once people fall in love with the Treasure Coast, they tend to set roots.
They do. I'm one of those. We came here to visit Florida, and it was over the Christmas break. You know, we brought the kids, and I never thought I would move to Florida. And we came to Indian River County. We were here all of maybe 35 minutes. And I said to my husband, we're moving to Florida. And he felt my forehead and he said, are you running a fever? Are you ill? Right. So we went back to Northeast Pennsylvania. We're from the Pocono Mountains. And you know the little clasp that you use on the end of the leash for your dog?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went outside and it's January and I went to take the clasp and put it on the dog's collar and it was frozen. So when you live up north, what do? Is you put it up to your mouth and you breathe on it and then you rub on it and you breathe on it. Well, it stuck to my lip. So there I am trying to get it off my lip. And I went in the house and I said to my husband, he looked at me and he said, you have this little mark on your lip. And I said, yes. And we're moving to Indian River County, Florida.
That's happening.
Yes.
Pack your bags.
Pack your bags, baby. We're going. But, you know, the funny thing is this area used to be a very seasonal real estate market and it is no longer.
It's really changed. Really?
Yes.
And the years that I've been here, I'm going on my 13th year in Indian River County, and I've seen it evolve.
Yeah.
I myself became a year-round resident within the first 4 years. I would never look back, and I just can't deal with the stress. Originally from Michigan, I don't want to deal with that.
No.
Meanwhile, my nine-year-old, we go to Dallas, and he says, oh, it's chilly. I love the seasons. I love this cold. And I'm like, not when you have to work for a living.
Right.
You don't like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're in construction? You wouldn't like that.
Not
that would
be
terrible. You only get to work half the year. You don't have to drive in it. It's so true. Speaking of Charlie, I got a little fun fact for you. So I affectionately call my son Charlie Brown. And in 1993, so March 30th of 1993, the Peanuts comic strip finally allowed Charlie Brown to hit his first home run.
Oh.
Yay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go Charlie Brown.
I know. And my little Charlie Brown is starting his first little league. And my handsome hubby is going to be the coach and all that good stuff starting right here with the Indian River Rec Department. So I'm hoping that we can keep the tradition going. And my Charlie Brown can hit his first home run. Wouldn't that be fun?
I'm loving it.
Have you seen the new Peanuts movie? It's adorable. I'm just saying.
I didn't see it, but I will.
Yeah.
I will.
The Easter Bunny brought it this year in our household. It's pretty awesome.
Fantastic.
Pretty awesome stuff. Also, in 1998, being that I'm from Michigan and we grew up in a very automotive type of atmosphere, Rolls Royce was purchased by BMW in 1998 for a cool $570 million on March 30th of 1998. Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
That's a good deal.
Mm. Yeah, I was just thinking that's a really low number.
Well, you know, and
considering a couple of the cars are worth, you know, upwards of.
Well, that's just it. I mean, there's such a class distinction with Rolls Royce. Yeah. Mm. So I guess I never realized that BMW bought them out. But when I was looking up some fun facts for our show, I thought to myself, wow, I found that to be relatively intriguing. I saw a beautiful Rolls Royce down in Dallas. It was pretty impressive. In downtown Dallas, there was a tremendous amount of money and a lot of brick, buildings.
Tons of brick.
Tons of brick and all the same color. I don't know why they didn't diversify, but that's okay. I pass no judgment.
Yeah.
Well, when you mix the water with the sand, it comes up one color.
I guess so. But you know, in Chicago or Michigan, I'm used to like more red bricks and then you could see brown brick. Here it was all gray. A light beige brick. Everybody had a light beige brick.
Really? We should send them some Florida sand to make Florida brick home.
Right.
I think so.
Yeah, let's do that.
Or they should not be afraid of color. That's my comment.
And not everything should be beige.
It's okay. It's okay.
Paint on brick works too.
It does. It will last for 20 plus years, I promise. Yeah. Speaking of paint, at Keep Indian River Beautiful, you acquire all sorts of things at the store.
Yes.
Very eclectic. So different odds and ends, different things, right? Yes. So if any of our listeners have some things that they thought that they would perhaps throw away and that you might be able to use at the store.
We find ways to
upcycle
pretty much anything you can think of. So, and we're making a lot of changes in the store as well. We're doing a lot more education in the store with signage and things. So you can not only come in and find the items that you could use to upcycle, like albums or
they're great
bottle
for
caps
projects at home with the kids or teachers.
But we're putting up those ideas next to those items as well. So you kind of get that inspiration.
Right there. Yes. KIRB.org. You can get involved. You can participate this weekend. You can save the date for Earth Day.
Yes.
And of course, Curb will have a presence out at the park in Sebastian Riverview Park. Real quick, if people are interested in maybe joining the KW team or perhaps even putting their house on the market, I mean, let's face it, the average house in Indian River County is on the market for how much if it's priced right?
Oh, 2 weeks if it's priced right. Yeah. I mean, we're seeing an average days on market 90 days, but when it's priced right, 2 weeks. And then sellers in the driver's seat to negotiate that closing date. So don't stop. Just do it. Put it on the market now.
Go visit my friend Janelle. She's at the KW Aviro location.
772-643-6104, 3775 20th Street, right here in Vero Beach.
Very nice. And our quote, the more I think it over, the more I feel that there is nothing more truly artistic than to love people. Vincent van Gogh. Until next week, cheers, my friends.